There's a large, you'll see on, if you want to go ahead and go to the next slide. That's now our view. The fisherman cabins, Johnny puts out a good product. They look nice. That's a kind of a different story. We actually listed these lots. We didn't have anyone try to make an offer on anything. I kind of, it could maybe be the parking lot that is now the main view. Since it has become a focal point, we kind of switched gears. And if you want to go ahead and go to the next one. This kind of shows the way you would get in. And maybe I should use the pointer. Like Scott mentioned, you'll come in on Lakeview, and then you come down and you hit Riviera. You really don't, if you can look on the map on the right, you don't pass a lot of housing. There's one little cluster kind of in there. Once you get onto Riviera, you won't see another house. It's all vacant. And if you want to go ahead and go to the next. It's going to be kind of a, Scott already did the pictures, but I did the same thing. The top picture is you're coming off of Lakeview onto Riviera, and the bottom right takes you down Riviera to the lower side. If you were to go the other direction is when you would get to our closest neighbor's house. We don't foresee it being an issue of renters showing up the wrong location. There aren't a lot of houses to show up to the wrong location. It's pretty basic. It's, you take two roads off of 86. So you can go to the next one. That's just the lower side of Riviera, and that's where the parking, where our driveways would actually be on both lots. We decided to do the lower side. The upper lots go road to road. It is easier to build from the top side of that road, but we're trying to be conscious of our neighbors and keep it all together. And so we would have both driveways on the same small section of road. And the landscape, just if you want to go to the next slide, I'm sorry. The landscape already leads you to want to go. The lake is kind of off to the left, and that parking lot's kind of dead ahead. So our outdoor spaces would go away from any potential neighbors. All the adjacent properties are vacant, so we don't see a major issue in the neighborhood. There's already nightly rentals. Obviously, Johnny is, like, we stare at nightly rentals. That is that cove. There's plenty of parking. We're only proposing three-bedroom houses, nothing massive. You've seen all the nightly rentals going up that are 10 bedrooms. We're not trying to do that. We just want to keep something small. The look of the homes will follow a home vibe. It won't have that nightly rental kind of look to it. We want to have nightly rentals but keep a residential look. As far as the septic system, these lots are a little more challenging than flat lots. We will have to do an alternate septic system, so it's the drip system, and if we have to on this triangle lot, we'd have to go to a sand system. That lot has an existing well already, which we are going to use on the other lot as well. And if you want to go ahead and go to the next one. So our neighbors are actually over here, and we're just trying to stay as far away from them to keep people out of their hair, and there's just no one really else surrounding us other than Johnny and vacant lots. So anybody wants to ask any questions?
So is there one that shows both lots on the same slide?
With the drawings, the house drawings?
Not on the drawings, but on the maps, yeah.
Okay, so we're...
That's not the best, yeah.
Those lots right
yes.
there. This consists of three lots, and this is one lot. These are the lots being brought through tonight.
Okay.
This is all Thunderhead Resort.
Okay.
That parking area, I think, has been newly built right in this location. Devin can speak to it more. I know they've cut the road off back in here somewhere.
Right, maybe right at Waterview.
Waterview?
Waterview.
Oh, so right here.
Yeah. That turnaround below it.
That road.
Been vacated.
Yeah.
Can't you also access from Lake Shore?
You can.
Yeah.
Over it's not. It's a lot longer. I'm sorry.
Do they maintain it, Oakmont?
They not until you start building will they maintain right where my section is.
Any other questions for the applicant?
We need to vote to extend the meeting to follow our covenants.
Yep.
Oh, we're 4 minutes over. So
I know.
Can we have a motion to extend?
I make a motion to continue to 10:30.
Got a motion to
second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Extend.
I think he was getting it.
I was going to say.
He was just late.
8-1. Sorry about that.
Now we can continue.
We're supposed to stop at 9:30.
Okay.
So we have
to follow our rule.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
On Valentine's. Okay, do we have anybody signed up to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone signed up to speak opposed to the application? And do you all have a designed order or defined order to go in?
Yes. I go first? Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Darlene Bird, and I live in Ozark Paradise Village, also known as the Oakmont Community. We actually would be your neighbors directly. When we bought our home, we read in the bylaws the definition of a living unit is intended for the use and occupancy as a residence by a single family. Okay. And with that being said, we have nothing personal against you.
Ma'am, if you could just address us.
Okay. But my husband and I do not want nightly rentals in our neighborhood. Like I said, we live right next door to them, and we just don't want to see nightly rentals. We have lived in that community for approximately 5 years, and we've enjoyed living there. It is a neighborhood. It's quiet. We enjoy our neighbors and our neighborhood. The tranquility of our neighborhood is one of the reasons that we like that area. Homeowners do tend to treat their homes differently than those who visit nightly rentals. Nightly rental users are on vacation, and while a lot of folks are respectful while they're at nightly rentals, it's not always that way. We've experienced loud parties, drunkenness, cursing, and in addition to that, we have a small dog that stays in our yard, and we don't want to see vacationers come and bring their dogs that could come into our yard. We're also really concerned about the traffic that this would incur. The road that she was discussing bringing people in on is not a finished road. And I talked to the maintenance people up at Oakmont, and they are just like pulling their hair out right now, worried about trying to maintain that road, because the road that goes down is very steep, and cars just have a hard time going up and down that. It's not a finished road, and the road on Riviera is not a finished road either. And we don't want the traffic in our area. We like it the way it is. And basically, you know, That's all I really have to say, other than we are very opposed to the nightly rentals.
Okay, thank you. Next.
Hi, my name is Mark Webb. If you look on the map there, where can I walk over there and make
sure.
That thing larger?
Sure.
This lot I own. This lot my grandkids own. This is my house right here. I own all this corner right here. To coin a phrase what you said, if somebody's going to oppose, it should be a neighbor. That must carry some weight here. I'm a neighbor. I'm opposing to this. I'm not opposing to somebody building. I'm just opposing the nightly rental. People coming and going. My grandkids are going to be there. And whatever kind of influence that could be on them, I don't think it's going to be positive. My neighbors and my family all live there. I moved in that area because of my family, and I retired. I wanted to live a simple life. And Johnny Moore, Big Cedar, is creeping over to us, but he can't get across the cove to us. So that's kind of a stopping point. So I don't think we're going to have more nightly rentals in our properties. What we've got there now, we can't do anything about. But the next question being, the guy stood up here and said, if I don't build there, somebody's going to. Does that mean you guys can't stop anybody? You can't stop it? I'm asking you to stop it. Take a stand. It's a community, a single family community. Do we want more neighbors? You bet. Do we want nightly rentals? No. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Do we have anybody else on this? Ma'am, you can go ahead. Come on.
My name's Megan McGuire. I'm on the board of Oakmont. I'm the treasurer, and I've been up here one other time presenting you the position paper from the board, position statement of the board regarding nightly rentals, and I'll give you a copy of it for your records, and I'd like to read it in. We did make an amendment here back in January. We updated it so that it would dovetail a little bit better with the new zoning regulations. The residents of Oakmont pay dues and are provided with a guideline of restrictive covenants that apply to their lots. The covenants state that the lots in Oakmont shall be for residential use only and state that no residential property will be used for any commercial purpose. There seems to be a debate as to whether nightly rentals are considered commercial property, but it is clear that the intention of the restrictive covenant is to ensure that residential use of lots in the Oakmont community. The issues regarding rentals, nightly rentals in the Oakmont community have generated significant controversy and anxiety. The residents are very alarmed and concerned about this issue. They are empathetic that the board of directors will not, they are so emphatic that the board of directors will not be indifferent regarding this issue. The board of directors agrees that the concern and sentiment and is formally taking position opposing nightly rentals in the community, and have done so since 2018. Residents of any established residential subdivision within Oakmont are to abide by both the recorded covenants and now the county zoning regulations, so they should have a reasonable expectation that the Planning and Zoning Commission will fully and faithfully apply the zoning regulations, which complement the Oakmont covenants as to residential compatibility standards. Any decisions which affect the compatibility and uniformity of a particular subdivision affects everyone who owns property in that subdivision. Nightly rentals are not single-family residential use. These operations are no different than a hotel business where different unknown and related people can be in the rental multiple times a week. In some cases, numerous families can be in a rental at one time. Short-term rentals are incompatible with the intended use of residential property in the Oakmont community. The Board of Directors of the Association believe it is the responsibility of the Planning and Zoning Commission to be very cautious and to not allow a commercial property or nightly rental to be integrated into a residential neighborhood. With the maturing of tourism and availability of commercial nightly rental zones and units in the Branson area, continued infiltration of nightly rentals into residential subdivisions is neither necessary nor healthy for this community. And also, if I have a few more minutes, I am a neighbor to this area.